Hey guys, it's Sunnydale Bound here yet again with another questioner. This time it's from Baby Kitten, even though they deleted their account. And it's a Disney questionnaire. It was posted 11 months ago, and I'm always a slut for Disney, so I was excited when I saw this on the list. So let's just jump right in and hope that this isn't a terribly long, boring audio like the last one. So number one, what is your favorite Disney character and why? I would have to say that my favorite Disney character of all time, all of the Disney movies from past to present, would have to be probably, God, there's so many to choose from. How do I choose just one? Okay. I'm gonna have to go with Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Let's just ignore the Stockholm Syndrome and the bestiality. Like, let's just ignore all that. But, she's, you know, she's kind of pretentious, but she loves to read, and I love to read, and she's a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. Like, yeah, that's kind of their theme for some of their newer princesses and characters, but I really loved Belle, and I think that Beauty and the Beast is a really great movie, so I really like her. Number two, if you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? I guess I would compare myself, I suppose I would compare myself to probably Elsa from Frozen. And I don't have magical powers, so I wish I could fire shit from my hands, and I wish I had magic, but that's not the point. You know, she has that social anxiety shit. She hates being around people, and girl, I feel you. And plus, she's a queen, and so am I. No. Number three, favorite Disney movie. Okay, so I really love Lilo and Stitch. It's probably one of my favorite Disney movies. But recently, I have been obsessed with Moana. I've watched, the How Far I'll Go part, that song, so many times, on Netflix. Right now, it says it's in my continue watching, and it's right after that song, because I just listen to that song all the time. And I've seen the end part, with the part where she's like, I have crossed the horizon to find you, where she's seeing Taka and realizing that it's Tafiti. That part, it just, oh my gosh. There's a clip on Facebook where it's like, Moana should have won an Oscar for this part alone. And it's like, bitch, I agree. I so agree. Anyway, so yeah, Moana is my current favorite Disney movie. Number four, if you could have dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? You know, I think the character that I would love to have dinner with would honestly be Beast, because he has no table manners, despite the fact that he was a prince. And he just, I could be myself. And I'm a messy eater. Somehow, no matter what, how careful I am or what I'm eating, food falls on my shirt and I always look like just a mess. And I try not to. I try so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter, because food just ends up on my shirt. So yeah. I feel like he and I were on the same level. Number five, favorite Disney song? Okay, this one is not a fair question, because it depends. It depends on, do I want to feel inspired? Do I want to feel kind of sad? Do I want to just have a happy little dance scene to a song? Like, it's really hard for me to choose one. I really like Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch. And obviously, currently, How Far I'll Go is my jam. I really love from Cinderella, Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. I don't know why. It's just one of those, like, classic, yes, queen. I love it. So, yeah, it's hard to choose. Number six, if you've been to one of the Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? If you haven't been there, what ride would be the first one you would want to ride? I have not ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, and I want to go on the Tower of Terror, but I'm pretty sure it's gone, so that kind of makes my heart sad. But yeah. Number seven, which Disney character do you not like at all? So, I mean, I don't like a lot of the villains because you're not supposed to. But, like, if I had to choose a character that I'm just like, ugh, really? That's your main character? I actually really do not like Sleeping Beauty. I think that she's probably the dumbest princess. Like, I get that she was cursed, and, like, I get that she kind of couldn't help it, but, like, if I knew of a curse that on my 16th birthday I would fall under a sleeping spell if I touched a spindle, I'm gonna avoid spindles. Like, I get it, but, like, really? Really? So, and plus she only has, like, 16 minutes of, like, actual screen time, so whatever. Number eight, favorite Disney villain? Favorite Disney villain? I guess my favorite villain would be, it's so hard to choose. That's why I chose this questionnaire, because, like, I love Disney, but also I'm regretting choosing this because I love Disney. And so it's hard to pick just one. I suppose my favorite villain would have to be capitalism and corporate greed from WALL-E. Is that a viable answer? I'm not entirely sure. I feel like that's a cop-out. It's probably a cop-out. Number nine, which Pixar movie made you cry the most? All of them? Like, but Baby Kitten in here says that hers was Up, and I'm gonna have to agree. Like, that 10-minute, like, beginning part of Up, where we see, like, their struggles to get pregnant, and then she has a miscarriage, and then they still live a happy and full life without children. Like, that shit is fucking real and so powerful and so moving. There's no words, but we know what's going on. We get it. We understand. We can empathize. We can connect. We can sympathize with them. Like, so powerful. So good. Number 10, do you think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? No, I don't, because I feel like there were plenty of movies that showcased, you know, familial bonds or sisterly bonds or bonds that didn't have to do with romantic interests more than Frozen did, and yet it got all this accolade and all these accolades and all this, like, hype and accommodation for, oh, being about sisters and family and finding oneself. Like, Disney did it before. They'll do it again, and it's fine. 11, favorite Pixar movie? I think my favorite. I really love Monsters, Inc. I've seen it a ton of times. And obviously, I love Toy Stories, the Toy Story movies. And I loved Inside Out. But I think I'm gonna have to go with Brave because I love Merida. She's just. Oh my God. I don't know. Merida is just so amazing. And I think that it was such a cute movie, and I loved the magic and then the little connection to all the other Pixar movies that they always do. And I mean, it really is a really cute movie about a daughter realizing that she needs her mother and that her mom is really looking out for her best interests. And plus, I love Scottish accents, so whatever. And lastly, number 12, which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? I know, weird question, but I had to tie into the whole Gone Wild in this questionnaire. Oh, baby kitten, you're adorable. I wish you were here so I could tag you. Which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? I should have thought about this one more. I think that, I'm not gonna lie. Hans from Frozen. I know I just hated on Frozen, but I think that he was just such a, I don't know. He was such a deceitful character, and I like that. I don't know. I think, but he also had his own troubles and his own trauma, so yeah, I don't know. I'll go with Hans or Kristoff. I guess someone from Frozen, one of them, because John, they're just, yeah. This one was hard, and I probably should have thought about it more. Maybe I'll redo this one later after thinking about my answers and stuff. Well, all right, there you go. I hope you enjoyed this weird questionnaire and my weird fucking answers. All right, I love you guys. Talk to you later.